Welcome to the Plum Club Podcast. My name is Michael West, Director of Sales and Brand Development at Rosy Blue New York. I'd like to talk with you today about the subject of inflation, especially as it relates to the jewelry industry. Whether government-induced or simply the slow and steady increases in price over time, retailers like you and Plum Club vendors like us must have a proficient understanding and a strategy to make the necessary adjustments to our businesses as the cost of materials steadily increase, especially as government economic policy makes the cost of borrowing increase at the same time. It's my goal in this podcast to help you as retailers understand the forces and dynamics of inflation and increasing interest rates and provide you with some helpful strategies to adapt and thrive in a competitive jewelry market. So first, let's define some terms. Inflation. Inflation refers to the general increase in the price of goods and services over time. While moderate inflation is considered healthy for an economy, high or unpredictable inflation can have several implications for the jewelry industry. Another term, the federal funds rate, or FFR. This number is published by the Federal Reserve. It is the lowest rate of interest at which money may be borrowed commercially. A related term, the prime rate, is the baseline upon which financial institutions calculate the variable interest rate they will offer to companies and individuals seeking financing. Typically, the prime rate is about 3 points higher than the Fed funds rate. For example, if the FFR was at 5.5%, the prime rate would be at 8.5%. As the prime rate goes up, the cost of the borrowing money goes up. As the cost of borrowing goes up, naturally, it becomes a larger proportion of a company's or a household's expenses. At the intersection of inflation and rising interest rates is where I'd like to park and spend a little time discussing. If a business does not track and adjust to these two realities, it's just a matter of time before they bleed themselves dry. So how do we stop the bleeding, and how can we build a stronger footing from which we can remain profitable in the long term? Let's look at this question from three perspectives. Consumer, business, and industry as a whole. What is the effect of inflation on consumers? Inflation for consumers will appear as the erosion of their purchasing power. They will begin to notice that their money doesn't go as far as it used to. Over time, they will begin to reduce their spending on non-essential items. And unfortunately for many, jewelry still remains a quote-unquote non-essential. Consumers may opt for alternative investments or assets that are considered inflation hedges, such as real estate or precious metals, or they may simply shift to saving over spending. For businesses, they too grapple with inflation's ramifications. The jewelry sector's reliance on raw materials like precious metals and gemstones exposes it to higher input costs. Consequently, profit margins of manufacturers and retailers are squeezed. Price adjustments may become necessary, further impacting consumer demand as higher costs meet price-sensitive buyers. The jewelry industry itself undergoes transformations during inflationary periods. Investors flock to precious metals like gold and silver as a store of value. This increased investment demand can impact the supply and pricing of these metals, affecting jewelry manufacturers' sourcing costs. High inflation might prompt jewelry designers to explore more cost-effective materials and designs that cater to price-conscious customers, and manufacturers may be less willing to produce stock in advance or carry excess inventory for their consumers, as they too deal with rising interest on their business loans or lines of credit. Secondly, interest rates. When central banks raise interest rates, it typically aims to control inflation and stabilize the economy. Higher interest rates have several effects on businesses, consumers, and the overall economy. The basic idea of using interest rates to affect the buying habits of consumers is fairly simple. When there is a scarcity of goods, the competition for those goods leads to a rapid increase in price. This increase we call inflation. By increasing the interest rates, the government effectively removes some of the competitors from the demand game, particularly middle-income consumers and those who buy with credit. it forces them to hesitate and reconsider whether they should buy at all at this time. As a result of the decrease in demand, the expectation is that prices will begin to stabilize. Rising interest rates slow consumer demand, hitting discretionary spending with the double whammy of a heightened incentive to save in tandem with increased costs for making credit purchases. As interest rates go up, the cost of living goes up. It costs more for people to get loans for homes and cars. That reduces their spendable income. And when they see an opportunity to make a little bit by not spending, they're going to be more likely to start saving again, and that will slow things down further. As previously mentioned, the impact will be felt mainly in the middle income sector. The affluent consumer is resilient, and they're still spending money. Higher interest rates are the Federal Reserve's most potent tool for battling inflation, chiefly because it makes it more expensive to borrow money, acting as a drag on economic activity, such as buying a new home, cars, jewelry, or expanding a business. When spending cools, there's less stimulus to push prices higher, which can help tame inflationary pressure. Here's an example of how rising interest rates can sneak up on you. In dollar terms, every quarter percentage point increase in the Fed's benchmark interest rate translates to an extra $25 a year in interest on a $10,000 debt. In light of the new posture consumers are likely to take, based upon the conditions we just covered, and the change that retailers will be forced to make, it would be short-sighted to imagine that the retail experience should remain the same. That being said, here are 10 recommendations for how to adapt and survive during inflationary periods. Some are obvious but worth rehearsing. Others may be an area you've not considered, so let's take a look. Number 1. Inventory management. This is perhaps the most obvious, and in many ways it is the most important. Jewelers who wish to succeed during times of inflation must implement rigorous inventory management systems. Assess sales trends and identify slow-moving items. By analyzing data, businesses can make informed decisions about which pieces to discontinue or promote, reducing the financial strain of carrying costs associated with unsold inventory. One of the significant potential challenges facing jewelers in this elevated interest rate environment is the potential over-reliance on their existing inventory as collateral to secure financing based on assets. For example, during periods of exceptionally low interest rates, a business may have capitalized on the opportunity for expansion. They presented their substantial assets to the banks, leading to excessive collateral requirements. However, with the surge in interest rates, the short-term debt becomes more expensive. Consequently, maintaining surplus inventory becomes a financial burden. Often, businesses borrow funds not for strategic growth, but to address immediate financial obligations. This practice often leads to the overextension of credit or reaching credit limits, particularly around the holiday season. While annual credit line clearance is mandated, some businesses may barely clear their debts, leaving a substantial amount unpaid or clearing it only for a short period. This results in accumulated debt rather than a well-managed credit line. When this threshold is crossed, businesses face an additional predicament, the inability to reorder rapidly selling items. The accumulation of aged inventory severely impacts profit margins, and failing to turn inventory effectively affects the bottom line negatively. Number 2, debt management. In light of these challenges, it becomes imperative for jewelers to adopt a strategic approach to debt management. A prudent consideration is the conversion of revolving debt into a fixed-term arrangement, such as a 5-year term loan. This approach empowers businesses to employ debt intelligently, focus on driving growth, like introducing new product lines or venturing into new locations, rather than succumbing to the ongoing escalation of servicing costs associated with outstanding debt. Number 3, diverse offerings. A jeweler who recognizes the diversity of its customer base, ranging from the budget conscious to those seeking high-end luxury pieces, is in a better position to cater to these segments and expand its products range. Be sure to carry affordable, trendy jewelry alongside your premium pieces, ensuring that every customer finds something aligned with their preferences and financial capabilities. Number four, value proposition. Emphasize the quality of your products. Through transparent marketing and educational content, communicate the craftsmanship, ethical sourcing, and durability of your jewelry. By emphasizing the longevity of your pieces and the timeless designs, you can mitigate concerns about price increases, positioning your jewelry as investments that will retain value over time. Number five, customer experience. Place the customer experience at the forefront of your operation. Invest in training staff to provide personalized consultations and assistance. Additionally, create a comfortable and inviting environment for customers to explore jewelry options at their own pace. This dedication to customer service builds strong relationships, fostering loyalty and repeat business. Number six, loyalty programs. Speaking of loyalty, consider introducing a loyalty program for your repeat customers. For every purchase, customers accumulate points that can be redeemed for discounts toward future purchases. Additionally, try offering exclusive previews of new collections and special events, incentivizing them to continue engaging your brand. Number seven, flexible financing. Partner with a financing company to offer the customer flexible payment options. For high-ticket items, customers can choose between interest-free installment plans or deferred payment plans. This approach eases the financial burden of higher interest rates, making luxury jewelry more accessible and attractive to a broader range of customers. Number eight, online presence. Invest in enhancing your online presence and e-commerce capabilities to create an intuitive and user-friendly website where consumers can browse and purchase jewelry online. Leverage your social media platform to showcase your latest collections and engage with customers. This online expansion will enable your business to reach customers beyond your physical location. Number nine, targeted marketing. Explore data-driven marketing strategies to engage potential customers. There are many resources like customer relationship management platforms that can help analyze customer data to identify preferences, purchase behaviors, and demographics. Using this information, your brand can target its marketing campaigns to resonate with specific customer segments. For example, it may send personalized email offers to customers who have shown interest in a particular type of jewelry. Here's a breakdown of some of the tools available for targeted marketing. Data collection and analysis. Collect and consolidate customer data from various sources, including your website, social media, CRM systems, and sales records. Use analytics tools to analyze this information and gain insights into customers' preferences, behaviors, demographics, and purchasing patterns. Next, customer segmentation. Segment your customer base into distinct groups based on shared characteristics such as age, gender, purchasing history, preferences, and location. This will allow you to create highly targeted marketing campaigns that resonate with each group's unique attributes. Personalized content creation. Tailor your marketing content to address the specific interests and needs of each customer segment. Develop personalized product recommendations, email offers, social media content, and ads that align with their preferences. Dynamic email campaigns. Utilize personalized email marketing campaigns to engage potential customers. Send targeted emails with product recommendations based on past purchases or browsing behavior. Craft compelling subject lines and content to capture their attention. Social media. Use your platform to elicit and highlight customer testimonials. Continuous optimization. Regularly analyze the performance of your marketing campaigns. Use metrics like impressions, click-through rates, conversion rates, and engagement levels to identify what's working and make any necessary adjustments. Privacy and transparency. As always, ensure that you adhere to data privacy regulations and maintain transparency with your customers regarding how their data is used for marketing purposes. We all by now know what a cookie is on the computer and how startling it can be to receive hyper-targeted advertising. So be upfront with your customer. Number 10 on our list. One popular option to make your business stand out from the crowd is to collaborate with fashion influencers on social media. Influencers can incorporate the designer's jewelry into their outfits and share their experiences with their followers. This not only amplifies your brand's visibility, but also introduces it to new audiences who align with the influencer's style and preferences. Here's a step-by-step guide to help you start a successful collaboration. Number one, define your goals. Begin by clearly defining your objectives for the collaboration. Are you aiming to increase brand awareness, drive sales, or showcase a new jewelry collection? Understanding your goals will guide your approach and help you choose the right influencers. Number two, identify suitable influencers. Research fashion influencers who align with your brand's values, aesthetic, and target audience. Look for influencers whose followers will be interested in your jewelry products. Tools like influencer marketing platforms and hashtags can help you discover potential influencers. Three, evaluate influencer authenticity. It's essential to choose influencers who have genuine engagement and authenticity. Look at factors such as follower engagement rates, the quality of their content, and their general rapport with their audience. Four, next you'll want to reach out strategically. Craft a personalized message to the influencers you've identified. Even explain why you're interested in starting a collab and how it can benefit both parties. Highlight the unique aspects of your jewelry or brand that make it suitable for their content. This is where your research will pay off. If you show a deep knowledge of the influencer's social media contributions, it will make them feel valued and that you will make a desirable partner. Number five, create a clear collaboration proposal. Present a clear proposal outlining the scope of the collaboration. Specify the type of content you're looking for. For example, Instagram posts, stories, YouTube videos. The number of posts you want, the timeline, and any specific messaging or themes you'd like them to focus on. Perhaps your brand is built on ethical sourcing or gives back to the communities who produce the materials in your jewelry. This is the time to feature those. Finally, your proposal should be clear about compensation. Offer them something valuable, whether a commission on sales generated through promotional codes from their referral, or even something like exclusive access to your products. Number six, encourage creativity. While you can provide the guidelines, give influencers the creative freedom to showcase your jewelry in a way that aligns with their personal style and resonates with their audience. This is why you choose them to begin with, so let them cook. Authentic and organic content tends to perform better. Number seven, stay compliant with guidelines. At this stage, it's important you ensure that you and the influencer follow legal and ethical guidelines, such as disclosing the partnership and using appropriate hashtags. For example, hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, to maintain transparency with their audience. Number eight, track and measure results. Use tracking links or unique discount codes to measure the success of the collaboration. Monitor key performance metrics such as engagement rates, website traffic, and conversions attributed to the influencer's post. Number nine, amplify content. Now that you've built the foundation of your collaboration, don't forget to share the influencer's content on your brand or store's social media channels as well. This extends the reach of the collaboration and shows your appreciation for their efforts, ensuring a healthy, long-term relationship. In conclusion, the dynamic interplay of inflation and interest rates poses both challenges and opportunities for the jewelry industry. By understanding these economic forces and implementing strategic adaptations, jewelry retailers can navigate the shifting landscape with resilience and innovation. Embracing these strategies not only safeguards against economic uncertainties, but also positions the industry for sustainable growth in an ever-evolving market. As the old saying goes, despite the high cost of living, it still remains quite popular. Jewelry is one of the beautiful things that makes life worth living, even when the cost of living is high. If we, as creative and adaptable members of the jewelry industry, continue to serve our customers well, we can reasonably expect our industry and your business to remain quite popular. I wish you all the best in the months ahead. Until next time, be well.